A group of Ball State University graduate students are taking a look at gender through fashion, sort of. The group is part of the Center for Emerging Media Design and Development at Ball State, and three of the four are here live in studio today, and we're going to speak with two of them, including Elise Lockwood. Welcome, Elise.
Hi.
Sean May, welcome.
Hi there.
And Emily Cornetet is here, but she's just looking on. Hi, Emily, just wave. And Jared Lynch is not able to join us today, but you four have been very busy, and this is a new department underway there at Ball State. Your project is called Make Me. It involves mannequins, clothing, signs. Interesting. Explain this to us.
Yeah, so we started out by doing research around the area of gender because we knew that it was something that we cared about, but we wanted to know what part of that people cared about, our audience did, and we found out that it was all related to outward expression and appearance and what we look like. So in developing this idea, we knew we wanted it to be interactive and to give people a way to sort of show what they think it means to be beautiful or handsome or those words that we think of as being associated with a certain gender. So that's how we came up with the mannequins and the clothes.
And the mannequins have they're going to be on display starting today through December 7th. And one of the mannequins kind of made a debut last night at the David Letterman talk.
Right. Yeah. So we put it up at the Immins Auditorium, and we had quite a few people interacting with it and a lot of people talking about it. And it was really good to see, you know, after all the work we've done, people coming to it and having a lot of positive reactions. So it was really encouraging. We're eager to see what it can become when we deploy it further.
And how will you do that? Are you videotaping people's reactions? Are you writing them down? Are you interviewing them?
We're going to go a few ways. We're definitely going to be taking a lot of pictures, getting a lot of quotes from people, and we're going to be putting it on a website to kind of chronicle the whole thing and have it for anyone who wants to see it who may not be able to come down to the actual events.
And once you get all that reaction, what happens then?
So we're aggregating it on the site makeme.gallery, and people will be able to follow the journeys of the mannequins as they visit Muncie and Fountain Square and Mass Ave. And what's also included on that site are going to be quotes from interviews with people who interacted with it, as well as interviews we've done previously. So that will exist as an independent experience that people can do digitally, no matter if the mannequins are still making their rounds physically or not.
And this is a new graduate program at Ball State, and you all have different undergraduate degrees, different disciplines, and you're all kind of coming together with those, with what you've learned so far, mixing it up with this whole multimedia world to solve social problems.
Yeah, correct. Our program is really focusing on doing things that will further the UN sustainability goals. So it's very big picture at the top level.
And your design group is called Danger Laser Falcon.
That's right.
You're smiling, Sean. Did you come up with this name?
It kind of just came up randomly. We kind of were just put on the spot to give our team a name, and we thought, here are three things. So it just kind of came together, but it's really worked. Our motto is kind of ridiculous name, but serious talent. So we bring a lot with it.
Well, and the other beautiful thing about this graduate degree is it's very hands-on. And your second year, you guys are all first year, finish up the first year. It's complete hands-on.
Yeah, it's so the first year's classes, but the second year is a lab. But we're really operating as sort of a consultancy firm for actual organizations in Indianapolis. So there aren't classes anymore. We're working on projects that will be deployed in the real world for existing nonprofits.
Well, we can get a taste of it starting this week on Friday and Saturday nights. You guys are going to have the mannequin in the Indianapolis area on
Correct.
Friday.
Fountain Square Friday, Mass Ave Saturday.
All right. Continued luck, Danger Laser Falcon. Great project, and we'll look forward to checking in with you later on, too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.